This is Peoria's Hidden Treasures on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Chani Lyons. Over the next few weeks, we will tour the galleries participating in the citywide celebration of women artists. We have 17 galleries to see, beginning today, with three on Water and Harrison Streets in downtown Peoria. The celebration runs from October 15th to November 15th. Each of the galleries is featuring works by and about contemporary and historical women artists from the Peoria area and around the country. The artwork varies widely in mediums, styles, and subjects. You can learn more about the Celebration of Women Artists and see the tour map at the Celebration's website and their Facebook page. There is lots to see, so let's get started. We'll begin at the Contemporary Art Center on Water Street. Chicago artist Christine Rozsak is known for her fanciful public sculptures, painted aluminum cranes whose wings move in the wind, and figures who mark time diving off a gigantic sundial. At the Contemporary Art Center, Rozsak reveals her process for creating her theatrical sculptures. She displays drawings, studies, models, and photographs, as well as some finished pieces. Her exhibit runs through October 25th. Then on November 2nd, the CAC opens an exhibit that features works by four local women artists: Jacqueline Willis, a sculptor who teaches design and construction at Bradley University; Susan Carson, a painter who is inspired by music, both classical and jazz, in creating her emotional imaginary scenes; painter Carol Quell builds layered surfaces using mixed media and collage. Her paintings suggest veiled meanings beneath the surfaces. And Linda Verkler, whose paintings challenge viewers' perceptions and beg the question of who is looking at whom. On the main floor of the Contemporary Art Center building, members of the Prairie Fiber Arts Guild display their work at a shop called the Fiber Universe. Hand-spun, hand-dyed, traditional and ethnic fiber works, some wearable, others mounted for display or used as decorative pieces in a home. A pale blue, intricately patterned mariner's sweater and a colorful mud cloth jacket are on view, as well as a glamorous red wedding dress with a very long train. One artist spins dog hair to make socks, another creates hand-knitted puppets, and another layers fabrics to produce a sculpture-like quilt. Many of the wearable pieces will be seen as part of the Guild's Runway Style Show on October 15th, to be held at the Contemporary Art Center. Around the corner on Harrison Street is the Peoria Art Guild, where Milwaukee artist Ashley Morgan has constructed a site-specific installation that considers the nature of change in our lives. In another gallery at the Art Guild, Peoria photographer Barb Hoffman displays images she calls stick figures. She discovered the figures by accident when she placed decaying materials discarded from an earlier project onto a white board. Almost immediately, she says, figure-like images began to emerge. She had never pursued figures as subjects of her photographs, but here they were. Self-discovery is a lifelong process, Barb says. Another step has been taken. Next time on Hidden Treasures, we will visit more of the downtown galleries participating in the citywide celebration of women artists. Peoria's Hidden Treasures is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois, exploring works of public art in the Peoria area. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Chani Lyons.